All right, we're going to meet Pat Pagano right now. The last time we'll speak to Pat until Tuesday, I believe. Good morning, Pat.
Right. And good morning, and how are you?
Well, we got that. Once again, we got some pretty good showers last night, but I woke up this morning to a temperature of 57 degrees and a what felt like warm breeze, actually, blowing out there.
It's a cool front that went through, but it will not necessarily mean that we will have cooler weather behind it.
All right.
So, it definitely was more of a wind and moisture front. We didn't really have any severe weather, thank goodness for that. It was all further south. And today, behind that system, partly sunny and windy. Wind gusts today, Marshall, about 35 miles an hour. So hold on to your hats, 70 to 75. Tonight, clear and cool, and we'll be in the upper 40s. First day of the weekend, sun followed by clouds on Saturday. Not a bad day, 75 to 80. Showers will come in late Saturday night. I'm thinking like toward midnight. And those showers will end early Sunday morning, probably by 8 or 9 in the morning. And then it turns partly sunny and pretty warm in the mid-80s. And your Monday, partly sunny for Memorial Day, with highs right around 80 degrees. So we're really looking at a very, very nice weekend.
Well, there we go. We were all worried about it a week ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing to worry about now.
No. Statistically, when you go back and you look at the three summer weekends, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day, Memorial Day has the worst track record. 4th of July has the best, and Labor Day falls in the middle.
All right. Well, we remind everybody that it's a time where you get together with family or friends, picnics and everything. But everybody should take time. Every town has some sort of parade or observance or ceremony on Memorial Day. It doesn't take much of your time to go spend 20 or 30 minutes applauding veterans on parade or go to a wreath-laying ceremony that'll take 20 or 30. It doesn't take much time for you to take that time out and remember what the day's all about.
Right. That is very, very true, because think about it. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the free country that we now have.
If it wasn't for them, we'd be marching with the swastika over our heads or worse. So that's exactly right. So
yeah,
just remember what happened, in France and all those countries in Europe that were taken over by Germany in World War II. And it was the Americans fighting in Europe that really turned the tide. So there you go.
Yeah, right. So that being said, hope you remember that. But in the meantime, I wanted to tell you that yesterday, for folks who don't know what I'm talking about, I had a small friend about the last Saturday, and I had gotten a letter right after that from my insurance carrier saying that my collision was dropped because I didn't have a photo inspection, according to New York State.
So what's the update on this now?
I did call my agent. My agent told me not to worry about it, that Allstate was going to cover me anyhow. I said, fine. So yesterday, I called Nissan.
Huh.
And I spoke to my salesman.
Yeah.
And I said, David, let me tell you what happened. I told him. He goes, oh, I'm real sorry. I'm glad you didn't get hurt. I said, yeah. He said, and he gave me a couple of places he recommended to bring the car. I said, yes. I said, now let's go to my insurance company, who suspended my collision for not having a photo inspection. He said, you don't get a photo inspection with a new car.
Right.
I said, excuse me. He goes, you don't need one. He goes, it's a New York State law. He said, that's why I didn't say anything to you, and that's why you didn't get one from Nissan. So I emailed my agent, and then I went online. And sure enough, in the New York State rules and guidelines, it says that a photo inspection is not needed for a new car that has under 1,000 miles. just a window inspection sticker. So I will write a letter to Allstate telling them they were wrong, and I actually resent the fact that they sent me that. What do you say?
I say that they wasted hours of your time that you can never get back. It's exactly right. This happened to me yesterday with Amazon, Pat.
Really?
I ordered something from Amazon on a Friday of last week. It was meant to be delivered by Tuesday.
Okay.
It wasn't. And I got a notice on Tuesday that it was on its way. So I called up Amazon. They called me right back. And the first person said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Miles, we'll refund you," and blah, 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 blah. I said, "Well, you know, I spent extra money because I was expecting the tent. I got an extra tent, and I'd like that reimbursed back." So he said, "Well, no, they'll only give you 10% more." And I said, "That's not good enough." I made a second call to a person who was rude to me and told me, "Oh, your item was meant to be delivered on the 28th. I said, no, you're looking at an updated delivery. Go back to my original order." And this woman would not, so I hung up on her, and I called back and got a supervisor. Supervisor apologized to me and said, she says, I have no idea why you would expect it overnight. I said, "What did Amazon announce to everybody 2 weeks ago who was a Prime member? Do you remember what the announcement was?"
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember. I didn't even know they made an announcement.
If you're a Prime member, they will get you things overnight. Overnight.
Hmm.
So she said, "Well, we could never get something like it." I said, "I understand. Then why don't you put that when you purchase the item that this item is not eligible for next day delivery?"
Overnight shipping.
So I didn't get anywhere with anybody. So I said, "You know what? I'm buying the tent from Walmart." And I said, "And from now on, for the next week or two, I'm going to see what Walmart's prices are compared to yours." Because they now guarantee overnight delivery as well.
Right, right.
So I said, "So you might have lost a real good customer." So
that it's interesting because I ordered something from them a week ago, and they said it would be delivered on Thursday, yesterday. Mm. When I went into the site, it said, "Oops, we're running a little behind," because I didn't get it. And it's something that I desperately need. It's called Echo Rodent Repellent.
There you go.
It's safe for dogs, pets, and children. And I ordered it. It's a spray. And I ordered it so that I could bring it up to the lake this weekend and spray. So I'm kind of hoping it comes today.
There you go. Well, anyway, Pat, on that note, I want you to have a great weekend. And
I want you to do the same.
And we will speak to you on Tuesday.
Tuesday it is. You have a nice one.
All right, you too, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.